Welcome to New Voices, a podcast presented by Waste Today magazine. On New Voices, you'll hear from up-and-coming leaders in the waste and recycling industry. These guests will share fresh ideas about the industry and their businesses. You'll hear from professionals from hauling companies, MRFs, renewable energy companies, and more. We'll discuss how our guests became interested in the industry, key lessons they've learned, and where they see the industry going as their careers progress.
Hi, this is Haley Richard, Associate Editor of Waste Today and co-host of New Voices. We're here today with Mateja Vidovic-Klanets, an engineering consultant for SES Engineers at the company's West Palm Beach, Florida office. In today's interview, we'll discuss Mateja's experience moving to the U.S. from Croatia and her role at SES Engineers.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity. So as I was growing up in Croatia, I always wanted to be a teacher. So my journey into the environmental engineering field was entirely unplanned. I went to take the college entrance exam for teaching university and also for the faculty of chemical engineering and technology just to appease my mom. So I was offered a free scholarship for the Faculty of Chemical Engineering and Technology, and here we are having this interview. So I earned my master's degree in environmental engineering and started working in air quality sector back home. However, a life-changing moment came when I decided, you know, to leave my current job, leave my home country, and pursue an exciting opportunity to join the research team led by Dr. Daniel Miroff at Florida Atlantic University here in the States. This decision marked not only a continent shift, but also a turning point in my career trajectory. So afterwards, I earned my second master's degree, this time in civil engineering from FAU. This educational journey definitely provided me with a unique blend of experiences and perspectives. It has not only shaped my academic and professional identity, but also made me truly value the worldwide importance of environmental engineering and waste management.
What were some of the things that led you to want to make that career jump, as well as a personal jump like that, to come from Croatia to the United States?
Yeah, so transitioning from Croatia to the States was both professional advancement and a desire to explore life abroad. I believe that here in the States, if you're hungry for learning and development, your possibilities are endless. So when I was presented with the chance to pursue a paid scholarship, obtain another degree while working on a research, and in a new country, I realized that such opportunities are rare and probably come once in a lifetime. So I was like, what can I lose? I can always go back home.
Definitely. And as you were starting to pursue your new master's program and getting involved in the FAU engineering program, I was wondering what that experience was kind of like and how you first got introduced into waste management, landfills, and everything along those lines.
Yeah, so at FAU, I got an opportunity to work on a research where I was investigating effective odor control strategies to assist landfill site personnel in managing daily operations based on the weather conditions. The purpose of this research was to explore the impact of meteorological conditions such as temperature, humidity, pressure, wind direction, wind speed, precipitation, and weather conditions on the frequency of other complaints from the neighborhoods that are existing close proximity of the landfills, and several sophisticated statistical analyses with over 10 years of data, but no direct relationship was discovered between weather and other complaints. The main limitation was because the databases that were provided from the two landfill sites only contained limited or inconsistent information on the environmental and operational conditions present at the site when the odor was actually detected off-site. So it was really hard to correlate one with another. So the study actually recognized that there is need for more detailed information, and some improvements were suggested, in including a revised order complaint form and operational adjustments. Additionally, it was proposed an order threat assessment level to aid landfill personnel in daily operation based on prevailing weather conditions. So it's basically telling them if a certain weather conditions are occurring, there is this percent of possibility of order complaint of occurring. So it was basically there at FAU that my interest in waste sector started. While I was working on this project, I realized the significant impact I could have in the field of solid waste management, because I was investigating how to effectively manage odors and landfill, and it wasn't just a scientific exploration. I became aware of how waste management connects with the community health. So I saw that finding solutions in the management, waste management, isn't just about addressing a nuisance like odor complaints. It was about creating solutions that contribute to a cleaner, healthier, and more sustainable future. And this experience definitely fueled my passion for the waste sector. It's not just a job, it's a commitment to contribute to industry that plays a crucial role in keeping our environment and communities better. So tackling other issues was just a small part of a bigger mission in waste management, and that passion continues to drive my work in solid waste management today.
And so after you graduated and you got your first position, was that at SCS Engineers, your first job outside of your master's degree?
Yes, yes.
After earning my master's degree in civil engineering from FAU, I joined SCS Engineers, which is the engineering firm in environmental services. And it's also the leading consulting company in the solid waste industry. And I have been working here as an engineering consultant for the past 6 years.
Gotcha. And as you entered that new role, I was wondering maybe what some challenges were that you interacted with as you got more immersed into the waste industry, and maybe some lessons that you've been learning while you've been there of where landfills are going and what are some concerns that people should be aware about.
Yeah, working as an engineering consultant, I'm working across the spectrum from managing projects, managing the staff, to taking a more technical focus, using the lessons learned to apply to designing and building landfill expansion and function better. Also, working with the landfill owners and operators, making sure they get the permitting in time and make sure that any potential federal, state, and local questions get answers before the actual agency asks them. So, because the landfills are so complex, there is a lot of stormwater system designing and geotechnical work to help them manage the liquids better, and also to verify the stability of the landfills and the foundation below it. So basically what we do on the front end in the design build work is intended to help the landfills in the long run. Also, I believe the field work is crucial. It helps me be a better designer, because we as engineers might think that certain design will work, and then after seeing the operation side in the field, it's not quite the way we thought it will be. So in short, it's a mix of everything, keeping the work interesting and challenging, which I personally love. So during those 6 years, what I noticed regarding the challenges that landfills are facing, it's probably first I would mention recycling and diversion. So they're trying to get communities to divert more into the recycling and try to help communities to do that more efficiently. Consumers don't really pay a lot of attention to that, but the waste companies have to manage it. So focusing on reuse in diversion is important because we want to extend the life of the landfills as long as possible. So the less we put in, the less greenhouse gases are being produced and longer the landfill will last. So our focus in SCS is helping the landfill to capture as much methane as possible, and if feasible, turn it into the renewable energy, gas, or any other source of energy. And we are constantly looking of improving the design just to provide them more airspace. Other thing I would mention is probably pending regulations and compliance. So landfill owners and operators are facing a lot of proposed changes from EPA, and they need to get ready for them. So on our side, we are helping the landfills to be as effective as possible so they could be good neighbors, they can protect their workers, and to meet any compliance that is coming down the road. Managing leachate is also one of the biggest challenges because it's extremely expensive to manage it and treat it. On the other hand, whatever is happening with the pending regulation on the PFAS, everything that contains PFAS actually ends up in the landfill. So there is no really a good way that the landfills can sort through. So SCS is working with the landfills to come up with advanced treatment systems that could either remove or destroy the PFAS. So the big question with any landfill, municipality or company is like, how do you manage that cost? So we help them on the economic side too. So it's not just to make it the most cost efficient, but we are also looking at long-term and short-term plans. If we cannot make it economically feasible, how do you do it? How do you do anything? So the goal is to come up with an economically feasible solution that moves them toward greener goals.
Gotcha. On that note, I know there's been a lot of difficulties for some landfill operators to be able to get permits for expansions and get permits to widen their landfills and get more airspace. And I was wondering if that might be an area that you are looking into and how you might be working to help those landfills get past some of those regulatory hurdles.
Yeah, definitely. It's like being a good neighbor. So be responsive to the community, to local requirements. And as I mentioned before, we really try to foresee any question that might come from the agency. So we always try, we aim to have the pre-application meetings with the agency so we can answer any concerns they might have before the question arises. So, but the big picture is the landfill were there way before any of the communities were, you know, developed. So basically they need to operate in a very close proximity, you know, just across the road you have a neighborhood. So it's just, you know, meeting two worlds and meeting the regulators and answering any concerns they might have.
And in terms of future thoughts on where landfills might be going, how often they might be expanded, and whether that they're a feasible long-term solution to our waste management problems, I was wondering what your kind of opinion was on it and where you see the industry going as maybe more and more landfills are starting to be phased out.
Yeah, definitely. Like I mentioned, we really need to focus on the community outreach and get that awareness to the people to actually divert the waste from the landfills. So, you know, we have that protocols in place, and it's kind of, you know, interesting to see how the recycling bins look different from, you know, different states. It all depends on, you know, the regulations from that state. So, you know, in California, of course, you will see, you know, high increase in recyclables, while in Florida, not so much, because it all depends, on the local regulation. So in my mind, maybe on the federal side and then more on the state side, be more proactive, implement more regulation and having better outreach to the communities, because everything starts with us. You know, we are the ones who are really creating a bunch of garbage, not knowing how to, you know, recycle it. So I would aim for more outreach and having those plans set before we are at a place where you don't know what to do.
Yeah. And then jumping to some of your personal professional work that you've been involved with, I was wondering if you could tell me a bit about your role in the SWANA Young Professionals group and maybe what some of the benefits are of that group and how you first got involved.
Yeah, so while I was still at FAU, I already joined the organization. As I mentioned, I was I don't know if I mentioned, but I was a president of the joint chapter that included several different industry organizations, and one of them was SWANA. So I was already there as a student member, and as I was transitioning from academia to professional joining SCS, I still wanted to be involved. So I was pleasantly surprised to learn that SCS supported my continued involvement in the organizations. So currently I am part of the SWANA Young Professional Steering Committee, and I have a leadership role on the International Student Design Competition. So SCS really sees the value in my leadership position at SWANA. They support my career and learning goals, but it also helps in recruitment and promoting our company culture as we support young professionals looking to learn and contribute. So more about the student design competition, what program actually is. So it actually provides students with an opportunity to work on real life waste management challenges that the world is facing at this very moment in a supportive and fun environment. The competition strives to prepare students for similar issues they might potentially encounter after graduation, either working as engineers or solid waste professionals. And this year's topic is related to sustainably reducing landfill plastic waste. And I'm happy to say that we have a total of 10 teams, 10 schools competing, which is like the maximum number we can actually have. So I'm really looking forward to see what our younger generations will come up with, what solutions they and fresh ideas they come up with. So some of the benefits of being involved is definitely provided me a pathway for sharing ideas and challenges with other professionals in the industry. And also it's giving me an opportunity to provide students to display their talents, and they can connect with potential employers. I know how much important that was for me while I was a student. So giving them as much room or space they can be introduced and showcase what they can do. So you can also do mentoring, which I really appreciate, the opportunity to be able to mentor some of the students. And like I said, engaging with colleagues through SWANA, but also I'm managing all of that project. So from start until end, you're involved in creating a problem statement, budgeting, you know, forming the team, marketing, taking care of the judges, teams, everything. So it's also giving me more leadership experience, which I can then, you know, use in my job and through work. So definitely it gives me exposure to new ideas, mentor opportunities, and networking, which I think it's crucial for us to grow, not just in engineering, but, you know, in general. So if anyone is interested in finding out more about the young professionals or getting more involved in SWANA, don't hesitate to reach out.
Actually leads into the next question that I didn't have on the list, but it's something I like to ask everybody, and how do you think people looking to enter the industry, or even people just looking to enter the engineering field, if they have any interest in waste or environmental services, how they can best get involved and find their way into the industry?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest challenges we are facing, like how to attract younger generation to the industry, because like I mentioned, I really didn't have any idea that I will end up in the waste sector. It just happened, you know, by accident. And as I'm speaking with my colleagues, basically 90% of us, we just bumped into the industry. You heard from somebody. It was, you know, it wasn't like you had a stick plan in your head. Yes, I want to be an environmental engineer. I want to be in the solid waste industry. So it's, from my perspective, I would definitely, you know, get students more involved at the academic level. But again, you need to market it more to actually have students who will be able to join the programs. So if the university doesn't have a dedicated program to environmental engineering, it's kind of, you know, hard to get involved. So I think it starts from ground up. But what we are trying to do at SWANA Young Professionals, we're trying, you know, share as much as we can. The student membership is free for the students to join SWANA. And there is a bunch of webinar opportunities they can all listen to for free. So it's just, because we are noticing that gap between the senior professionals who will be retiring soon and then us somehow mid-level and then the younger generations, you know. So I think it's combined effort.
I was wondering if in your 6 years that you've been working at SCS and exploring the space, I was wondering if you have seen an influx of younger people interested in the field.
Yeah, so I have definitely seen an increase of young population in our industry, either through attending the national conferences, being part of SWANA Young Professional, or simply in my workplace. It's kind of nice to see how the mix of folks who are now attending the conferences has changed over the years. I can see more younger professionals attending, also students, so they're getting more familiar with the industry, asking questions, and getting involved. As I previously mentioned, as I'm part of SWANA Young Professional Student Design Competition program, I have also seen an increase in student involvement, because over the years, we have increased of teams or schools that actually participate in the competition. I think that's probably related because more educational institutions or universities are increasingly offering courses in waste management and environmental science. So students are getting more familiar with the field, they're getting more knowledgeable about it, and potentially thinking about pursuing the career in it. At SCS, there is also a lot of young people joining our team. And generally, what I have noticed is an increase of women entering the industry. So many companies are in our industry have implemented diversity and inclusion initiatives to attract a more diverse workplace. And with that, the attitude towards gender roles is changing, which is, you know, a great and positive thing for us as women. Other reason I think that could be a reason for the influx of young people and also women in the industry could also be the perception of waste management and recycling, which has shifted in the recent years with greater emphasis on sustainability and protection of the environment. So young people, including myself, we are increasingly drawn to the careers where we can have a meaningful impact.
Yeah. And going back to something you were talking about, being a woman in the field, I was wondering if you faced any challenges being a woman in the field and just what maybe your overall experience has been entering kind of still a male dominated industry sometimes.
Yeah, personally, I didn't have much of the challenges being a woman in the industry. It might get a bit challenging if you're working in the field because you're generally working with the contractors and they tend to be a bit older. They're used to doing certain things, certain ways. So, but like a proper communication and proving to them that you're capable and knowledgeable. Luckily, I didn't experience any issues.
And the last question I had was if you had any advices or tips for newer young professionals looking to enter the field.
Yeah, so with our industry being so extensive, I would probably start with learning about the industry and actually taking your time to understand the various aspects of it, because that will help you to identify specific areas of your interest and then in the future, opportunities for career growth. Another, I think it's really important, is networking. So make sure you're connecting with the professionals in the industry, because that opens a lot of doors for share of knowledge, sharing of experiences, mentorship, and potential job opportunities. I think it's also important to look for internship or entry-level position within waste management companies, government agencies, consulting firms, or recycling facilities, because these opportunities will allow you to gain hands-on experience, develop necessary skills, and then explore different roles within the industry. And in the end, you will have a better idea of do you like that particular field or you want to experience something else. The last thing, I think it's really important to understand that our industry is essential And with essential, it means it offers stable employment opportunities with abundant room for career advancement. So we all know as the population keeps growing and urbanization continues, the demand for waste management services will always be there. So we are always in need for skilled professionals in the field.
Definitely. And I think that was all the questions I had for today. So thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me and coming on our podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us for this episode of New Voices. Please be sure to stay tuned for upcoming episodes.